Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are
about
needed
what?
In this survey. Excuse
about
me?
About what?
Yes, this is about the upcoming elections.
Okay.
As well as other issues in your area, yes. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, or not exclusively male nor female?
Female.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
64.
Thank you very much. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African-American.
But do you have Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. So you said, because the next question was, what is your race? You said African-American?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below?
Master's degree.
Master's degree. Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
I think it's a 10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please let me know. The first one is the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. No feeling.
And on a scale from 0 to 10? Thank you.
Five.
Now, the next one we have, Donald Trump.
5.
Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I forgot the number to pick.
0 is very cold and unfavorable, 5 is neutral, and 10 very warm and favorable.
I'll say 5.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
I'll say 9.
Thank you. Then we have Senator Raphael Warnock.
Oh, I'll say 10.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
8.
And the Democratic Party.
5, 6, 7.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, which says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
I would say A.
And do you think is statement A much more or statement A somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
I would say the last one.
The last one, thank you. Now, and in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the country?
I'm going to say positive.
And your own future?
Positive.
Now, from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. Now, for something different. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't have time to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, because voting doesn't change the things that matter to me. It is too difficult for me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates, or because the elections are rigged and my vote won't matter.
I always have to say that I'm not crazy about the candidates.
Not crazy about the candidates. So we do have a few that are relating to that. We have, I don't like any of the candidates, or I don't know enough about the candidates.
Well, what was the first one?
I don't like any of the candidates, or I don't know enough about the candidates. What's the other one?
I don't know enough about the candidates.
You can select two if you want to select these two.
Okay.
Or would you like to change to select another one?
Those two are fine.
Those two are fine. Thank you. Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Do you think it's Democrats, all politicians, Republicans, racist politicians, or none of the above?
I would say racist politicians.
Thank you. And now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go. And
how many?
But a few more, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, below, we have a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10
okay.
means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. The
okay.
first one is allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
I'm 5.
Thank you. Then we have arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
I mean, I think that's wrong.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the threat will certainly not happen, 5 means not sure, and 10, the threat is near certainty to happen. Is a near certainty to happen.
10.
Thank you. Then we have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
10.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
0.
Then we have having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
That's a zero.
Thank you. Then we have, given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
Zero.
Then we have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Zero.
Then we have increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Zero.
And lastly, we have preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Zero as well.
Thank you very much. Now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Do you think it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
In my life today, I would say somewhat of a problem.
Thank you. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
And it was that person you or someone you know?
Someone I know.
Thank you very much. Now, before we enter the last section of the survey, we have a few statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned are you about the statement, where 10 means that you are extremely concerned about the statement, 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means that you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number between from 0 to 10. The first one is, MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes of tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal intimidating practices.
0. Wait, 10 means what now?
Yes, 0 means not at all concerned, 5 means neither concerned nor unconcerned, and 10 means extremely concerned.
Okay, then I would say 5.
Okay, thank you. Oh, and it's any number between 0 and 10, just as a reminder.
Okay.
Thank you. Then we have, when we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living.
10.
Thank you. Then we have, now nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters.
I agree. Negative 10.
Thank you. And lastly, we have MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they've seen what our collective power can achieve, like how we've organized in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. And on a scale from 0 to 10?
10 is being the worst, right?
10 being extremely concerned. 0 means...
Okay, 10.
Thank you. Now, we have a list of actions relating to the last section. We have a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or in politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2. Is it volunteering for a local organization in my community, boycotting a company, signing petitions, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, donating to local political campaigns donating political campaigns or organizations, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, engaging in direct action like attending sittings or occupying buildings, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, talking to friends and family about politics, or marching in a protest.
I would say voting and writing to your elected officials.
And For voting, we have two. We have two different ones. One is voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor, and we have voting in federal. Okay.
State and local. You're local. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And the other one was calling, writing, emailing local politicians.
Emailing local politicians. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Now, no matter, well, just as a review of the last few of the questions that we made in the beginning, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive change on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a little power. Thank you.
I would say yes, and you have power. You have to vote.
Thank you. And one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Democratic Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now,
I'm on the phone!
As we finish the survey, we just want to ask, which of the following are you more concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy?
Donald Trump's criminal charges and threat to democracy.
Thank you. And if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Now, these last two questions are just for statistical purposes.
Oh, we almost done. My husband's yelling at me. He's coming downstairs.
Yes, we are almost done. Yes, this is the last few questions. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
I would say a Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. When thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say liberal. Somewhat
and
liberal.
And is that some? Thank you. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
And are you current member or former member?
No, former.
Former, thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Own.
Thank you. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
The United States.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
And are they both or just one?
Both.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for it. What, 2020? Was that? Joe Biden.
2020. Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, or student?
Full-time.
And lastly, in last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
Go ahead.
Tell me when I get to your range. Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $124,000, $100,000 to $124,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. Mm-hmm. You're free to go.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.